When the earth is ravaged and the animals are dying, a new tribe of people shall come unto the earth from many colors, classes, creeds, and who by their actions and deeds shall make the earth green again. They will be known as the Warriors of the Rainbow. So reads one Rainbow Family website. It is said to be a quote from old Native American prophecy, which isn't very specific. The Rainbow Family, or Rainbow Family of the Living Light, are a loose conglomeration of Back to the Earth environmentalists who gather once a year. This year, they're meeting up in Wyoming. John Twiss is the director of law enforcement investigations for the U.S. Forest Service, and he joins us now from Rock Spring, Wyoming. Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you.
Right now, you're how far away from where the Rainbow Family is?
Probably about an hour.
Okay. And so are they in a very isolated place and hard to get to?
Yeah, it's fairly isolated and away from most of large populations.
How would you say things are going so far from their perspective and from your perspective?
Oh, it's been a normal year, all in all. We handle the perimeter to make sure that they don't bulge out too much and pretty much stay in their circle.
So basically, you have the philosophy of let's keep the Rainbow Family penned in. As much as one can pen.
Well,
in the
yeah, they know that as they come out, they're more subject to the laws of society.
How big? Yeah, how big is the gathering? How many Rainbow Family
members? Estimated, it's about 6,000 to 7,000 people right now, and still growing.
Do you often get gatherings that big?
Yes, and often larger. So probably this one is one of the smaller gatherings thus far.
And I know Boy Scouts use the Forest Service. Sometimes, you know, there are. Well, I don't know if they're biker rallies because that might harm the environment, but tons of people use it. How do the Rainbow Family compare to other people who have mass gatherings on U.S. forest land?
They are, I would say, just about normal with other groups of that size and not overly impactive, but not under-impactive either.
Right. So I guess even on their own message boards, they say this, you know, we're supposed to be back to the earth type people. We don't necessarily leave the earth better off for us having been there. Do you have to kind of instruct them on proper cleanup techniques and proper environmentalism afterwards?
Yes, we do.
And so what do you say to them?
Basically lay out in an operating plan what it is they need to rehabilitate. And during the gathering, we try to get them not to do certain impactive activities such as camp near water, dig large fire pits in the middle of meadows, create trails, et cetera, et cetera.
The Rainbow Family is non-hierarchical to the point where they claim to be the largest non-organization of non-members in the world. That must present challenges to you in terms of communicating to them before they show up, no?
Very difficult. They operate by consensus, and often there isn't consensus, and so you've got people going different directions, doing different things, and so trying to operate with a group like that is very, very difficult for anybody.
Give me a sense. I mean, if this was my first year with the U.S. Forest Service, and I would say to you, hey, I've heard all about this rainbow gathering. What do I need to know? What sorts of things would you tell me?
Well, if you were coming out to gather with the Rainbow
Family. No. I'd be working for you. I'd be like the freshest guy on your staff.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
As you go into the gathering each day, of course, be professional as you would with any member of the public. Even if they get in your face, many of the people you're going to be dealing with are very anti-authority, and so they will test you.
Mm-hmm.
Try to keep the nudity, et cetera, within the gathering. As people start to come out, let them know that there's law enforcement out there, and that as they break the laws of society, they'll be dealt with. And
but this is sort of outside their circle. Do I go in looking for drugs, looking for rule breaking?
We go in, but when we go in, we're primarily looking at resource issues. We're looking at missing people, runaways, people with warrants, violent people, and that sort of thing. And then we get less tolerant as they come out of the gathering, particularly with nudity and vehicles that aren't working, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, I would imagine that you join the Forest Service because you're something of an environmentalist. Would that be fair to assume?
I think it would be fair to say that most of of us join the Forest Service because we want to protect the forest.
Right. And, so you know, the Rainbow Gathering would probably say the same thing. But from your perspective, what are they missing about that goal?
Well, I don't think we question their love of the land, which is very similar to ours. I think what we question the most is the way they gather and the way they surprise people and the way they displace people that may be there prior to them or have reserved that piece of land for their own gathering.
And this year, in terms of, do you think that they're seeking out confrontation?
Some definitely come to this gather to confront law enforcement. It's very clear. And others come there to find world peace, to commune with nature, and to see each other.
And do the members of the Forest Service take it in good stride? Are there good jokes about it, or is it just a big pain in the neck when the Rainbow Gathering shows up?
I think it's all of the above. Probably the thing that we most regret is the amount of taxpayer money that it takes to keep this group semi-controlled.
Well, perhaps for a group of non-members, semi-controlled is the best you could hope for.
What's that?
Well, you know, if they call themselves non-members in a non-gathering, perhaps semi-controlled is the best you can hope for. John Twiss, you are the Director of Law Enforcement for the U.S. Forest Service, and you joined us from Rock Spring, Wyoming, about an hour from the Rainbow Family Gathering. Thank you, Mr. Twiss.
Thank you.
You could look at photos from past gatherings on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Coming up, Daniel Holloway is in the house to talk about movies. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.